Supreme Court justice calls system broken. It was something of a surprise to hear a radio report that a justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Paul Stevens, harshly criticized the American death penalty and called the criminal justice system broken. That doesn't happen often. I'm reminded of the late Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun, who in 1994 issued a stirring dissenting opinion in a case called Callens versus Collins, in which he vowed to no longer tinker with the machinery of death. While Stevens apparently didn't go as far as his late colleague, his comment seems to echo Blackmun's observations. Unfortunately, like Blackmun, it is doubtful that Stevens' comments foretells a wholehearted repudiation of the U.S. death penalty machine. In summarizing Blackmun's view, international law scholar and attorney William A. Chavis recently wrote in his book, The Death Penalty is Cruel Treatment and Torture, "The endeavor was a failure. It was not possible to eliminate arbitrariness from imposition of the death penalty. And consequently, any capital punishment statutes breach the guarantee against cruel punishment found in the Eighth Amendment." Justice Blackmun said, "The court has already virtually conceded that fairness and rationality could not be achieved in the administration of the death penalty in the case called McCleskey versus Kemp, decided in 1987. But what Blackmun said, no matter how moving and rare, was not law. It was but a footnote to the law, a hope that one day a majority of the court would agree with him. Stevens has apparently begun the trek towards agreement, although he isn't quite there yet. There is a vast difference between making a public speech and writing a judicial opinion. It is more to convince four other justices to agree with you. That day is not yet here. I wish it were otherwise, but c'est la vie. There it is. The current politics of the nation, joined with the ages of many sitting justices, also does not support the theory that such change is remotely imminent. It is also true that from the very year that the U.S. death penalty was reinstated in Gregg versus Georgia, 1976, the Supreme Court has erected, maintained, expanded, repaired, and endlessly tinkered with the U.S. death machinery. It is their creation, like a Frankenstein monster that lumbers on and on. Justice Blackmun, nearing retirement, and knowing his days were dwindling down to few, issued an impassioned plea for change. A decade later, another justice inches toward his view, as he too must surely contemplate retirement and the great demise. So, the system is broken. That much many people have come to know. Shall we continue to tinker with the machinery of death? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.